T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The New York Giants have fired embattled offensive coordinator Jason Garrett in such a Jet-esque move, it's comical. Good afternoon, Evan. How are you today, buddy?
How are you, Craig?
I feel great because I've been on this team better than anyone in America. Yet again yesterday, told you they were going to get blown out.
You did.
The three you knuckleheads, like, yep. I think they're going to keep it close.
I was a sucker.
Yeah. And the only touchdown drive they have is a five-yard drive after that rail. Crazy interception that goes off Mike Williams' hands, and you get one touchdown essentially for the entire game. So afterwards, Joe Judge, who stinks, decides, well, I better blame somebody else. So let me go ahead and blame Jason Garrett. And Jason Garrett deserves a lot of blame since he's been the offensive coordinator. But just walk me through this, because this is the part I don't understand, okay, Evan?
Yes.
This is the part that, to me, reeks of Jet-level incompetence, okay? The New York Giants just came off their bye week, did they not?
That is correct.
So essentially 2 weeks to get yourself ready for last night's game against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, correct?
Yeah.
They had 3 wins going into it, and the offense has been brutal more or less the entire season, and going back to last season with Jason Garrett, who, yes, I was a fan of. I'll take the ownership of that. But they haven't scored 30 points since he got here, correct?
Yes, on offense, correct.
So if you believe that Jason Garrett is a problem, why not fire him going into the bye week, as opposed to firing him with now a short week in preparation for a division rival in the Philadelphia Eagles? That part of it makes no sense. Number two, everybody knows what this is. This is a throw somebody under the bus moment for Joe Judge. That's all this is. It's not my fault. It's his fault. Nothing more, nothing less. CYA, save your ass. Spelled with an S.
Yes. Yes.
I mean, that's what it is.
I think the reason, because let's answer your first question, because I think that is a very fair thing to wonder about. The timing is not ideal. The timing is not ideal to hand the keys over to Freddie Kitchens now on a short week getting ready for Philadelphia. So let's tackle why they didn't fire him after the Raider game.
Yeah.
Because they had a good game plan for the Raider game. They ran the football well. They won the game. Yes, they didn't put up sexy offensive numbers, but they had just won 2 out of 3 games. And again, like you and I, we were both kind of complimenting the game plan of Jason Garrett, right?
And I'm going to do that again now for last night. We can argue, I'm sure we will at some level here. Mm-hmm. Jason Garrett, when I list the problems of last night's game, just in a vacuum, last night alone,
right, fair enough?
Jason Garrett's not a top 5 problem for last night. Your offensive line was an embarrassment. Hernandez specifically, right?
He's terrible.
Your quarterback looked like he never played quarterback in the NFL, had happy feet like Boomer danced at the Waldorf 7 years ago, drunk, right? Your quarterback was terrible last night.
Yeah.
Galladay, who everyone's begging, how come he don't get the ball? You know why he doesn't get the ball? Because he doesn't know that the white lines on the sidelines are out of bounds.
He also makes business decisions when he's also played to block on that Kadarius Toney play.
Right, so the defense gave up 30. It could have been 50. Let's call it the way it is, okay? So when you start looking at, who's your best cornerback? Who's supposed to be the best defensive back the New York Giants have?
James Bradbury. Yeah,
James Bradbury is a joke right now compared to what you saw last year. So again, you want to fire Jason Garrett, I'm good with it. The offense has sucked overall since he's been here. Guilty as charged. But last night's game was not a Jason Garrett problem. They didn't lose the game because of Jason Garrett. They lost it because of the things we just discussed. And, oh, by the way, undisciplined penalties at the worst time. That ain't Jason Garrett's fault. Oh, I'll do you another one. We're going to go for it on fourth down, but we don't break the huddle till there's 9 seconds left on the play clock, and then we try to quick snap a play to get the first down. And the question was asked of Joe Judge after the game. Why didn't you call a timeout? Because in that spot, fourth down, game is still manageable. You call the timeout, make sure everybody's on the same page, and let's go get the first down. I'm good with going for it. I'm not good with breaking out of the huddle with 9 seconds on the play clock and then quick snapping to try to get the first down in the manner they did. What did the head coach say? That was the plan. What? That was the plan? That was the plan. The plan? That was the plan? You should be fired too. Patrick Graham, you should be fired too. Dave Gettleman, you should be fired too. The fact that Jason Garrett is the scapegoat for essentially 5 years of incompetence is a joke. It is, and I'm not even a Giant fan.
Well, what are you complaining about?
That Jason Garrett shouldn't have been fired today?
I'm saying,
or he should have been fired last week. I'm trying to keep up with you.
If you're going to fire him,
yeah,
fine, fire him. You fire him going into the bye week. It's just so
stupid. They were
stupid, coming
off a win, though, and you and I were lockstep in agreement that it was actually a good game plan that they had against the Raiders. Like, you're right that the timing sucks. I can't dispute that, Craig. It does. But sometimes you fire someone based on performance. And while you're right, I wouldn't pin last night's offensive struggles strictly on the back of Jason Garrett. A lot of it is. A lot of it is. When you have three wide receivers running to the same spot, we would probably say that's bad coaching.
Or not we'd that say those are professionals. Yes. They don't know what the F they're doing.
And who do you blame for that?
I blame them. They're professionals.
Nah, come on. We always blame coaching when things look undisciplined and disorganized. We do, whether it's Joe Judge or Jason Garrett. So you're right to say the timing sucks. But can we all agree on this? Jason Garrett's done a terrible job.
Fine. I got no problem with that.
26 games he's been here.
I can accept that.
Okay.
Fine.
He deserved to lose his job. This was a bad offense. And here's the biggest indictment of this offensive coordinator. The quarterback got worse. And I remember making that point to you last year, and it continued this year. Daniel Jones' best moments as a quarterback in the NFL came in his rookie season with Pat Shurmur and Mike Shula running the offense. That can't even be disputed.
Yeah.
So he's gone backwards. So if you want to bitch about when when Jason Garrett was fired, sure. Should it have been after the Kansas City game? Should it have been after the game that they won against the Raiders? Should it have been after week one, week two? Fine. He could have been fired after any week this season. But we all have to agree he deserved to lose his job because he was bad and the offense went backwards him.
It's just the Giants are a joke.
Yes,
they are.
I
want to be clear, and just so everything's on board, on table, we reached out to the Giants today. We requested to talk to John Mara. No. Dave Gettleman. No. Joe Judge. No. We put the calls in. We went to the highest levels of the executive branch of the New York Giants. No, no, and no. You know why? Because they're a clown show. The New York Giants have become a dumpster fire.
Agreed.
The likes of which us Jet fans can relate to.
We can relate to you, Giants
fans.
Yeah,
we get it. Yes. I feel bad for Giant fans because I know what it's like as a Jet
fan.
No,
misery loves company. Don't lie to them.
Huh?
Misery loves company.
Yeah, I said I can relate to
it. Yes, but you said you feel bad. Misery loves company.
Thus my feeling bad for them.
No.
I don't feel bad for them.
You don't.
I don't feel bad for you, Giant fans.
I know you too well.
I don't know what the hell he's talking about.
But you know what? You brought up a very good point that's not going to be talked about today, so let's just get it out of the way. Because it's going to be about Jason Garrett, it's going to be about this offense, and it's certainly going to be about this quarterback. That defensive performance right out of the gate last night was pathetic.
Oh, you don't like letting a team just move down the field, ping, 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 ping,
ping?
Oh, yeah.
Ping, 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 touchdown. Dude, this boggled my mind. On the first 12 first downs Tampa had, they gained at least six or more yards on every play.
Yeah.
Which means either Tampa just got a first down immediately, or it's second and two, second and three. You couldn't have a prayer to get off the field. Like, there were no third downs on Tampa's opening drive. None! Like, defensively? And you mentioned James Bradbury. I'm glad you brought him up. Whether it's the missed tackle on Mike Evans, whether it's his pathetic coverage, I think it's fair to question his effort. You want to question James Bradbury's effort? Go ahead. And I got another guy I'm going to question the effort of. You'll like this, Craig. This is up your alley. Caring, giving up, up on the field.
Sure.
I'm an expert on this because we watched Adam Gase.
Go ahead.
Do you remember, and maybe you tuned out, maybe you didn't, when the New York Giants were down 30-10 with 7 minutes to go?
Uh-huh.
Game's over. Fourth and five from their own 30. The New York Giants decided to punt. When you punt, you're putting up the flag that says I'm out. Now, if you say, Evan, it doesn't matter, here's why you're wrong. 4 minutes later, with 3 minutes to go in the game, same score, down 30-10, they went for it on fourth and 16 from their own 40.
Right.
The point is, with 7 minutes to go in this game, your head coach quit. Your head coach said, I guess we're done. Let's just go home. Why? There's no explanation for that. And if you want to say it's minor, maybe it is. Maybe it doesn't matter. You're already down 30-10. But that pisses me off as a fan.
I agree.
Seen it with Adam Gase. I saw it last night with Jason Garrett and the head coach, Joe Judge, led by Joe Judge. You gave up. You said, we lost. Let's just go home.
Yep.
Pathetic.
I agree. The whole thing, listen, the whole night was pathetic. And now, you know, everyone kind of knew that Garrett was at best on thin ice after the way Joe Judge threw him under the bus last night. So much for being a leader of men. So much for being a team guy. He couldn't have thrown Garrett under the bus any faster than he did last night. Listen, you want to fire him, fire him. I have no emotional connection to Jason Garrett. I think a lot of Giant fans will now look back and go, we never wanted him anyway. He was the Dallas Cowboys head coach. Right. And what did he do with them? So I respect that. But here we are. We are at another crossroads for this franchise known as the New York Giants.
We always talk about what you're going to do about it, that great Clint Capella line. So specifically, as the New York Giants are struggling this season, what were they going to do about it? And the answer is not to fire the GM in the middle of the season, because what does that do? Even firing the head coach in the middle of the season. The thing you do to try to spark a football team is you fire coordinators. You change who's calling plays.
Yeah.
Now, if your issue is the timing of it, okay, we could debate what week it should have happened. Look, I give credit to a coworker, Maggie Gray. I'm going to give credit to her. I know she hates you, but maybe she likes me.
Maggie and I have a great relationship.
Anyhow.
No, not anyhow.
I'm just kidding.
Maggie and I have a wonderful relationship.
Maggie Gray said something
just
on me.
Just because she had a game-winning hit against me in softball does not mean she doesn't like me. We get along famously.
Maggie, I give her credit. 2 weeks ago, after the Giants beat the Raiders, she said, fire Jason Garrett. Now, I disagree. As a sports fan, I disagreed because I liked Jason Garrett's play calling that day. But she said, hey, there's a bye coming up. Yeah. This is the time to do it. I give her credit for that. She turned out to be right because Jason Garrett's play calling last night, we can disagree about this later, in my opinion, was bad. And the overall performance of him has been bad. So we can quibble on the timing of it, but would you go on record right now as saying the New York Giants had to do something?
Yeah, that's fine.
That's fine. Yes or no?
The season's over, so whatever.
Should they have fired Jason Garrett at some point this season, Craig?
Sure.
No. That's not even an answer.
I mean, I don't blame Jason Garrett. I don't. Well, I think when you have an offensive line, that's a turnstile,
you know what?
And you have a quarterback who clearly was skittish last night.
He was bad last night.
He threw the ball to Price. Like, what? He's not even eligible. Like, what are you doing?
Here's the problem.
Let me be clear.
Yeah.
I have no problem. You want to fire Jason Garrett? Fire him. Great. He's done. Ooh, guess what? Your team still sucks. Your offensive line sucks. Sorry. They suck. Your defense sucks. So to me, the only answer, and not today, I'll be fair about that, when this season ends after the second Sunday in January, which is when it's going to end, the wild card's a joke. You think this team's going 6-1 in their last seven games? Please.
No, Freddie Kitchens did lead Freddie as an interim and offensive coordinator team to 5-3 over his last eight games.
Okay, yeah, hold on to that hope.
I don't think that's going to happen.
They're not going to the playoffs. You know why? Because they suck.
That's it. It's so what are you going to do
about it? So what are you going to do about it?
Now, this is me.
I'm asking you.
There's only one answer, and everybody's gone. Peace out.
Quarterback two.
The quarterback, whoever the new GM is going to have to decide what he thinks
well,
about the quarterback.
What do you think? Because you know what?
I think you got to draft the quarterback.
Okay. That's the answer. Because look, you and I have talked about this quarterback for a year since we've been on the air. And what I've said recently is I'm on the fence. I don't know. And then what we've also said is, wow, if you don't know in year three, maybe he's not your answer. Here's the way I felt last night, and I feel this way this afternoon. He's not the freaking guy. There's going to be moments where you realize the coach isn't the guy, the quarterback's not the guy, and it all happens at different moments. For me, Joe Judge was not the guy after the Kansas City game. I remember saying that to you. It's over for Daniel Jones.
I got a question
for
you.
He's not the guy here. He's not.
I agree.
Time to move on.
I got a question for you.
What?
Who do you think fired Jason Garrett?
Joe Judge.
You think Joe Judge went 100%. To Gettleman and the Maurers and said,
yes.
Because don't forget, the Maurers
yes.
love Jason Garrett.
Yes.
Love him.
Yes.
They damn near made him their head coach a couple years ago.
Yes.
They love him.
Yes, Joe Judge.
Joe Judge said, he's the reason we suck. Fire him.
Yeah, he's trying to save his own ass. Yeah,
bingo.
No doubt.
Bingo,
no,
bango.
He's got, look, the only way Joe
Bing
Judge
bong.
Can keep his job is by showing, and this may not be enough, by the way, so I apologize, Giant fans, but is by winning some football games. By seeing some progress. Otherwise, Gettleman's gone. Let's not even waste our breath with this. He's gone.
Right, but my point about that is, if we agree you're going to bring in a new general manager,
mm-hmm.
that new general manager, we've been through this a million times.
Should bring in a coach.
Has to be allowed.
That's fine.
Because one of the things Joe Judge will tell you is that Jason Garrett was never my guy. I was forced, Jason Garrett was forced upon me.
He was.
He wasn't my guy.
He's right.
Right. Okay, so whoever the new GM is, and let's hope we're not asking Ernie Accorsi to conduct a search for us.
We will.
Or any other, Bill Parcells connected, former Giant dude.
Well, hold on. Would you rather John Mara conduct the search?
No.
Oh.
No, I don't
then
know who.
Then who?
Exactly. Yeah. By the way, I hate to say it because I do have a lot of respect for John Mara. I do. John Mara is a Wilpon right now.
Oh, last
John
6 years?
John Mara is Jeff Wilpon right now until he's not. And I know that carries weight with those guys, and he despises it, and he's probably kicking garbage cans about that right now. You are Jeff Wilpon right now in the moment. Now, you could change that, and you could tell me about your two Super Bowls in the moment. You're Jeff Wilpon. What are you going to do about it? To quote...
I love that line. It's so beautiful.
Well, listen, we'll get all your calls. I know you guys want to react to it. And we are the exclusive place in New York for Giant fans to react to stuff. Quick reminder, a little bit later on in the program, we'll be telling you about some of the items that are available for this year's Hungerthon. And we'll bring one of the gals from Hungerthon in here just to, keep everything real and in real time. That is Thanksgiving week. There are those who are less fortunate than you who don't know where their next meal is coming from. And as we've done since I've been a part of this station, and Evan as well, we participate in a Hungerthon to raise money so those food banks and those churches and Meals on Wheels type places are able to get food for those who need it. So that will be coming up throughout the program as well.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Carton and Roberts on the Fan, WFAN, WFAN-FM, and WFAN.com.
I think we heard enough. So that's Joe Judge.
How great was Kim, by the way?
Have the guys listen. Kim Jones was great there, and it's the right question.
Channeled you with that question.
Yeah, you want to blame Jason Garrett for everything we accept. That fine, he's gone. But how do you answer the questions about your terrible defense.
Yeah, how about double-teaming Cameron Bray? I mean,
and her point is that you had an extra week to get ready for this particular game, and your defense wasn't ready. Because if that's being ready, forget about it, right? I mean, forget
well,
you got.
Yeah, look, I don't know, because Joe Judge doesn't give honest answers to every question, if I'm being fair about this. I mean, it is a blame game. It is a blame game. You're blaming Jason Garrett. I happen to agree with you, but you're blaming Jason Garrett. This offense has been bad for a year and a half. You're blaming the offensive coordinator. I happen to agree with you about it, but it is a blame game.
I get the bigger problem for me is not, listen, that's Jason Garrett's dead and gone goodbye. Fine. And like you said, no one's crying over about it, so we move on from him. But how do you fire your offensive coordinator and not have an answer for who's calling plays in 5 days?
Well, do you think he doesn't have an answer, or he doesn't want to tell you the answer?
No, I don't think he has an answer.
Oh, no, he has an answer. He
said it's collaborative.
Freddie Kitchens.
I'm not sure. I agree with you.
Yeah.
So why not just come out and say, based on experience alone,
right,
it's obviously going to be Freddie Kitchens.
Because that's...
Like, why is that so hard? You can't give the Giant fan that little nugget.
Because that's Joe Judge.
It's
going to
be collaborative. I don't want to tell you. So here's my question. When you guys go to practice tomorrow, Wednesday, first, you'll be a team practice. Who's running the offense tomorrow? Everybody?
Yeah, it's not. I mean, no offense to everyone on that staff, to Burton Burns or whomever. Freddie Kitchens is going to run the offense. So you know what that is? And this should annoy you, and I get why it would annoy a Giant fan. That's coach speak. That's a coach saying,
it's a joke.
I'm just not going to be direct with the answer. Clearly, logic tells you Freddie Kitchens has experience
good,
doing
thank God
it.
For Kim Jones. The only two questions there that had any merit were Kim's, and then that follow-up right there after Kim, I forget who it was that said to the question, the very direct question, who's calling plays? That's the question. Who's replacing Jason Garrett? So on Sunday, when you go out there and don't try not to embarrass yourselves against the Philadelphia Eagles, who's got the headset on communicating with the quarterback? I don't know. It's collaborative. Everybody? Nobody? We're going to pick a fan out of the stands like Whoopi Goldberg at a Knick game? And do it? Like, what are we doing?
Eddie, good movie.
Not a good movie.
Come on!
Like, I just don't understand that.
Coach
That's
speak.
Why he's got to go, too.
Coach
he
but that's
a,
not that's
he's
not the
a
reason.
Joke.
The reason he's going to have to go is because they're not winning enough. Like, these words, these press conferences, these explanations, they ring hollow. Eventually, there needs to be results. There hadn't been enough results with this offense for a year and a half. Jason Garrett's gone. If they don't win enough football games, Joe Judge is gone. It's a simple business. You need to win. They're not winning. They haven't won enough. They've won 9 freaking games since Joe Judge has become the head coach. They've lost, let me do the math, 10 plus, they've lost 7 now? 17.
They're 9-17.
That's not good enough.
9-17. Right there. 9-17. I'm not going to answer that question right there. We're going to collaborative. We're going to shut up. Jesus Christmas. We're not blaming Jason Garrett. No. And by the way, no one's complaining about it, but you're clearly blaming Jason Garrett.
The results weren't good enough.
Someone's
and I love
the
go.
Kim
it's
Jones
the coach.
Question. All right. It's everything's Jason Garrett's fault. We accept that. We're good with that. You don't know who's replacing him, so okay. I guess we'll wait to see that guessing game. But your defense gave up a 30 burger, and it should have been worse.
Mm-hmm.
Could have been worse. They double-teamed the wrong guy. They got no pressure on a 44-year-old immobile quarterback. Can you walk Giant fans through that? Well, I don't want to blame it. We did some good things, he said.
There were very few good things, yes.
We did some good things.
The Adoree Jackson interception. There's a good thing.
We did some good things. The only thing that you did good was run your sorry ass into the locker room at halftime.
No, he didn't do that well.
Stayed there.
He didn't do that well because you see the way they closed the first half? The confusion, the using a timeout. Well, let's not use a timeout.
By the
that
way,
was a
guys,
mess, too.
If anybody asks him about the timeout debacle again, which I doubt they'll ask again today, but if it was asked or is asked, please monitor that.
But remember,
and let me know.
It's over already. That was it. I think they had another one question. They just ended.
Yeah, but remember, whether you like it or not, or I like it or not, because I think he's full of it, his answer was, that was the plan. The plan was, we're
going to
go up to the line of scrimmage confused and really late. That's our plan because you know what? It's going to catch the Buccaneers off guard.
Here's what. You know what they won't be ready for?
They won't be ready for the fact that we're a mess.
Yeah. They'll never see this one
coming. They'll be so confused. They'll be like, wait a second. They don't even have a play to run.
We're going to run out of the huddle with 8 seconds left and quickly snap the ball.
Yeah.
And with nobody ready.
And snap it on zero.
Snap it right at zero.
They'll never know what to do.
I have no idea.
This will catch them by surprise.
Moron.
What a mess. Yuck. John Mara's got to sit and listen to that. John Mara had to listen to that.
Well, by the way, did you agree with
John, that's your franchise, bud.
Did you believe Joe Judge when he said he was at, because I thought this was interesting. Maybe you didn't agree with me on this. Hey, did you bring in Jason Garrett? Was that forced upon you?
I guess that was a decent question.
I thought that was a very interesting question.
I'm the head coach. I hire everybody.
And none of us believe that.
Yeah, but we know you didn't.
None of us believe that Joe Judge on his own said, get me Jason Garrett. That was a Garrett's got a connection to the Maras. Hey, Joe. You're going to hire Jason Garrett. And finally, because, look, the offense has been putrid for 26 games in a row since he's taken over, he got his win, he got rid of him. And he's moving up his guy. Freddie Kitchens is his guy. That's a guy he has a relationship with. That's a Joe Judge guy.
Listen. Now, if you're a Giant fan, you have no offensive coordinator this moment in time. We all agree it's going to be Freddie Kitchens, but he's unwilling to tell you. He's not committed to it yet. He's not committed to it. That ain't Freddie Kitchens' job. He ain't getting that job. It's collaborative.
You know what?
That's so funny.
This is the biggest problem I have with this Giant offense. And I get their offensive line stinks. And if that's your answer to this question, fine. When you've got Saquon Barkley and you've got Devontae Booker who's been playing well, and you got Kadarius Toney and Darius Slayton and Kyle Rudolph and Kenny Golladay, and you got all these weapons, how are you this bad?
That's a really good question.
And that is ultimately why you had to try something. And look, if your answer is Will Hernandez stinks, Matt Skura stinks, and the offensive line is bad, all right, I guess. There's a lot of bad offensive lines in football. Russell Wilson's played behind a lot of bad offensive lines. Patrick Mahomes has played bad behind offensive lines. That can't be the only answer. There's too much talent, Craig, on this roster for this to be an offense that scores 18 points a game.
Yeah, has been for a while now. Like, you have a couple guys here, like, you know, I think Kadarius Toney's a superstar in the making. I think we all see that, his skills in evading tackles and whatnot. It's just weird. Like, you gave Kenny Golladay $40 million guaranteed.
Two targets.
Right?
Two targets.
And by the way, that's not solely Danny Jones' fault because, as you pointed out earlier, and they did a good job on the broadcast last night, you know, he decides just not to block on one play.
Oh, that was embarrassing.
Which would have been a good 20-yard gain if he does block.
It's a 4-yard gain for Kadarius Toney because Kenny Golladay is like, business decision time.
And then on the catch on the right side of the field in the second half, where Danny Jones threw a really nice ball to him, which seems weird, you have to now isolate single passes that were good. he literally catches the ball, not under duress. He's just standing out of bounds. Like, what? It's like, if I'm Danny Jones, I'm not throwing you the ball. I can't trust you. Breaking news. Boy, they just can't let the Giants have the whole day, can they?
What?
They can't let have the whole day.
What sport? What sport? Because I have no idea what you're about to tell me. Is it football related?
Zach Wilson starting for the New York Jets on Sunday.
You wouldn't even let me guess?
No, sorry.
That's not it?
Huh?
Wait, is that it or not?
You want to guess?
Is Zach Wilson starting on Sunday?
Yes, he is.
Oh, you said it. Wait, so is that real? That's happening?
Yeah.
All right, good
about that. That's one report out there.
By the way, that's not going to take the attention away from the Giant mess. Trust me. Zach Wilson starting, which I'm happy about. I think all Jet fans are happy about. That is not taking the attention away from the dumpster fire. That's the Giants.
What if it was Bob Nightingale's report?
Don't start with me on Bob Nightingale.
No, that's that is out there that the Jets have made Zach Wilson, which we all knew was coming anyway.
If he's healthy, he should start. Great.
But not for today, you dummies. Let us spend the entire day railing on the Giants. Why would you get in the way of that if you're the New York Jets? Let it breathe. We don't need to know about Zach Wilson till tomorrow.
Makes me feel good, though.
Let the giant negativity be the focus today. If I'm the Jets, I keep my mouth tight. I don't say nothing. Oh, they're ripping the Giants all day? Let it be.
Right.
Let it be.
And it's actually good news. I think most Jet fans would look at that as good news.
I'm telling you, if you're a Jet fan going to a Giant fan's house or vice versa for Thanksgiving on Thursday, the first minute you make eye contact, it's going to be like this.
What are we laughing
at? My man.
Oh, okay. The bond. The bond.
Yeah.
Okay.
The bond is fine. Now, let's go watch the Detroit Lions embarrass themselves.
You know what's kind of hilarious? I don't know if you've thought about this. Week 16, the Chicago Bears play the Seattle Seahawks.
Wow, that's a Jet jacket.
That's must-watch TV in New York.
Yeah, you're right.
Because the Giants, to their credit, to Gettleman's credit, own the Bears pick. To our guy Joe Douglas's credit, the Jets own the Seahawks draft pick. And so that becomes... like, let's go Bears for Jet fans. Let's go Seahawks for Giant fans. That's our main event for Week 16 because that's where this season is going. Forget Giants, Eagles who play that week.
That's a big game.
Forget Jets, Jaguars who play that week. It's all about the Bears against the Seahawks.
And I'll tell you what else. Like, you hear Joe Judge talk there. This is why I bring it up on the show so frequently. It's so frustrating. This is why it doesn't equate to wins. I'm not suggesting it does.
Mm-hmm.
But it's so frustrating trying to have a conversation with somebody who won't give you the courtesy of speaking to you in English. Like, and I use Tom Thibodeau as my example, right? When the Knicks suck or when they're good, if you ask Tom a question, he gives you an answer. I think Robert Saleh gives you an answer. Steve Nash, I think, tries to give you an honest answer.
Yeah, he does. Okay? He gives honest answers. I don't agree with him.
And
but.
Right, but the point is,
no,
he
gives
talks
honest.
To
I agree.
You.
Most of the coaches in this town do.
They're normal guys who try. They may lie to you. I don't care about that, but they don't coach speak you.
Yeah.
And what for me, it's like nails on a chalkboard. Trying to have a conversation with someone where, if you said to Joe Judge, "Is it raining outside?" and all he has to do is look out the window, bless you. And say, yeah, it's raining a little bit outside. Or no, sunny day, clear skies, right? He would give you an answer like, well, the weather's up to me to decide right there. And, you know, sometimes it rains right there. Sometimes it doesn't rain right there. The weather's going to be what the weather's going to be. And when you go outside, you'll know exactly what the weather is when you see it. Like, shut up. It's so frustrating, right? Like, Kim Jones asked... a couple other people ask good questions as well, not just Kim, but she asked a good question.
Kim was great because Kim also channeled you in a lot of ways with that question.
Okay, you blame Jason Garrett. Explain the defense's failures yesterday.
Right.
He didn't answer it. We did some good things out there. We had a plan. They did some good things out there. No, you gave up 30 points last night.
And it should have been worse.
And it could have been worse. So as you're handicapping the rest of your season... and you acknowledge what every Giant fan agrees with. The offense sucks. Therefore, we made a change. How do you explain your defense and its failures? Whether or not you're going to fire Patrick Graham is not my point. My point is you asked the direct question about having an extra week of preparation for a game. You admit Tom Brady didn't do anything he hasn't done a million times before. Why did you fail so badly?
We did some good things.
You know,
It
reminds me of something Saleh said at the Jet press conference that as an angry Jet fan, I at least shook my head at and said, good, I'm glad you said it. And it was very simple. He said, John Franklin Myers' penalty was unacceptable. Just very blunt and to the point. And I think sometimes as fans, we do want to hear the obvious thing, but we want to hear it said by the head coach of the football team. Last night in Tampa Bay, the Giant defense embarrassed themselves. You know, we all know about the offense. Garrett's fired. I think they should have done it. When should they have done it? Whatever. The defense was horrific. There were, why are you going to man coverage on third down against Tom Brady? Why are you double teaming the wrong guy? Like, there are plenty of fair questions to ask about why their defense sucked. Hey, are you concerned that maybe the effort wasn't there? That some of these missed tackles were because guys stopped giving a damn? And I think, not that it's going to make you feel better, because again, the solid thing didn't make me feel better, but it was nice to hear it acknowledged. You do want to hear your coach say, we sucked and here's why. And you're right. We don't get that. There is a lot of coach speak. Now, I think a lot of coaches do that in the NFL. I'd say more of them do that than don't. But it is still tough to hear.
Yeah, and I'm tired of being told, hey, that's a good question. That's
well, he doesn't do that. Sala does that.
Yeah, I'm tired of that one, too.
And you know what? Sala actually whipped out on Monday. I don't know if you caught it. He started calling the reporters by their nicknames.
Yeah, people like that. Hey, Billy.
Yeah.
Hey, Timbo. Hey, Brando. Hey, JoJo.
Thinking what? That's going to make it easier? Oh. Yeah, the question's going to become more lenient because you called Kim KJ? Trust me, Kim is not going to lighten up on you because you called her a nickname. Same with Brian Costello. Well, maybe Brian Costello. I'm just kidding. I like you, Brian.
Is it KJ? Didn't I give her a different nickname?
No, it was you.
I gave her the name KJ?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was you. That's why I referenced it.
I gave her, something I forget. I nicknamed her KJO? KJ?
KJ.
KJ? Not KJO? Kim Jo? What's up, SLI? What's up, Grubhub? Love you.
Kim Jones is at her best, and she knows this, when she's grilling Gettleman. No one grills Gettleman better than Kim Jones. The bad news is she's never going to get a chance to do it again because he's going to be fired at the end of this season.
By the way, bad news, I can't get that banana pudding until the end of November, so there's no point in getting it at all.
Why? That's when your diet's over.
No, I want it for Thanksgiving. I can't get it for Thanksgiving. Sorry. He's having a tough day.
Well, what's the matter?
I already announced that the report is out there that Zach Wilson's starting against the Texans.
Yes.
Did I not do that 10 minutes ago?
Yeah, you told me. I got excited.
Hey, guess what? Reports are out there. Zach Wilson starting against the Texans.
Right.
He hands me a piece of paper. Zach Wilson starting against the Texans. I already announced that. Like, why do I need this?
Because you were saying, why the Jets want to barge in on the Giants? So it's Costello saying, well, Connor Hughes. That was the joke.
Okay, so a bunch of reporters are confirming each other's
Correct.
Report?
So they're trying to get the Jets in the news. That was the joke.
You don't need, the Jets don't need to be in the news today. If I were the Jets, I would hide under a rock and let the New York Giants just be, tarred and feathered in Times Square today, like exactly is what happening. Trust me, you don't want our attention if you're the New York Jets. So zip your lip, stop talking, let us attack the Giants. We'll get back to you tomorrow.
It's Carton and Roberts on The Fan, WFAN, WFAN-FM, and WFAN.com.
Breaking news about the Jets.
Why?
Because I have to tell you
Can't the Jets stay out of the way one day?
I have to tell you this.
Jeez.
I don't want to laugh because it's serious.
No, the New York Jets, tell me it's serious.
The New York Jets have placed Joe Flacco and Mike White on the reserve COVID list, according to Field Yates of ESPN.
Which means to me Joe Flacco gave Mike White COVID. Because Joe Flacco is well known to not be vaccinated. So Joe Flacco's a non-vaccinated. Now he's got COVID. So he's out for, 10 days, right?
Well, Joe Flacco's out for 10 days. You're right? Correct. And I don't know Mike White's vaccination status.
He infected Mike White.
Well, we don't know that.
We don't know that. He might have infected Mike White.
I mean, it's possible.
Great decision to bring an unvaccinated quarterback into the quarterback
room. By the way, if I'm not...
Way to go, guys.
If I'm not mistaken, it could also be that Mike White has COVID.
Oh.
And because Joe Flacco's a close contact... He is on the
COVID
list.
So Mike White might have given Joe Flacco COVID.
No, he just may have been deemed a close contact.
Joe Douglas gave them COVID?
I didn't say either of that.
Somebody gave them COVID, right?
Unbelievable.
Why would you hand that to me after he's already announced it? I don't get it.
He just handed you the COVID news?
This just in from Tommy. Mike White and Joe Flacco are both out for Sunday's game because of COVID.
Let's tell the truth and see what
else it
says.
You just handed
it to
me.
What does it say on the bottom of that? What does it say after
Zach
that?
Wilson started?
No, tell the truth. You know what it says.
That's what it says.
Read it. Hand it to Evan. Evan, hand it to Evan.
Tell me it doesn't say that.
No,
that's
of course
it says
that. See, this is how Hold Craig on. Mixes words.
No. That's what
it does say that. Keep
All right,
reading
I'm going to read it. Here we go.
It says what after the fact. We already said
here
that.
Here we go.
Yeah, you drive me nuts.
I'm going to read it.
Good.
Breaking news. Mike White
Hold
is
Hold on a minute. You didn't raise your hand to talk.
He's mad.
Turn off the microphone until you get permission to speak on this show. Go ahead.
He's mad.
He shouldn't be.
Mike White and Joe Flacco are both out for Sunday's game against the Texans.
As previously announced moments ago.
Close contact for COVID.
Yeah.
This did not impact the Jets' decision to start Zach Wilson at all.
Nobody said it did.
Yeah, I wouldn't have figured that either, by the way.
We said Zach Wilson was announced as the starter. That's it. Right. They're independent stories.
How is Zach Wilson not a close contact?
I think that's unfair. You don't think it would have been a thought that because those two other quarterbacks are not options, that that's why Zach Wilson got the starting role?
No, I don't.
I wouldn't have thought that either.
Because Zach Wilson is healthy, and we said when he's healthy, he's our quarterback.
Decision was supposed to be made Wednesday.
Don't give me that through your hand. Talk. You messed up three dimes today. You try to book a weight loss guy after a hunger segment, you knucklehead.
That's
if you want to know what's really going on here. Yeah. Oh, you're eating too much? Let's talk to that guy after talking about people don't have enough to eat.
Could you imagine that?
That was a smart move, Brainiac. And now you give me pieces of paper after we've already announced what's on the paper.
How is Zach Wilson not a close contact?
Huh?
How is Zach Wilson not a close contact?
They were off yesterday, or today rather. They haven't been together.
So Mike White and Joe Flacco were?
Maybe Mike White and Joe Flacco live together.
You see what I'm saying?
They haven't practiced since Sunday.
Like, he's in the quarterback room, right?
But there has been no quarterback room till tomorrow.
So they
haven't practiced today.
So the close contact is unrelated to...
Close contact very well could have been from Sunday.
Right.
Or from Saturday. But it wasn't from today because they're not together today.
And also, one other thing. If Mike White's out for Sunday, if that's true, then he's not vaccinated.
No. Yes.
Yes, because if you get two negative tests in 48 hours, you can play.
That would be right.
If you believe this is Connor Hughes' report that Mike White is out and Joe Flacco is out, then I would say Mike White is unvaccinated. And the only reason that's news is because, again, the rules state if you're fully vaccinated and you test positive, you can still play
with two negative tests.
You can get the two negative tests. So
right.
I'd assume both of them are completely unvaccinated.
I'm sorry to interrupt. The only thing I would say is I remember watching press conferences with him, and he was unmasked, where Joe Flacco was masked.
No, that's fair. Then how do you explain him being out for Sunday?
Well, why don't we call the Jets and ask so we know what the hell we're talking about?
As opposed
to complaining about what we're saying about your terrible producing on the air, call the Jets up and ask them, is Mike White vaccinated? Let's find that out. Either way, the New York Jets have to jump in on the Giants' action today.
They
couldn't leave well enough alone.
And I want to congratulate Josh Johnson. He's a backup again.
That's right.
Congratulations.
So here's this proves to you. As big a peep bleep show that the Giants are today, the Jets go out of their way to get included in the conversation.
Yeah, the Jets are like, wait a second. You're only talking about the Giant dumpster fire? We can't have that. Let's get in the news somehow.
Because from your questioning, if Zach Wilson's not a close contact, how's Johnson not a close contact?
Right, yeah. Well, Johnson's on the practice squads. I don't know if that's impacted.
I'm sure they're all together.
No, but and also...
Which is my point. They have not been together yet this week.
And what about the vaccination status? Because Big Mac's right. Mike White didn't have a mask in the press conferences. Why would he already be ruled out for Sunday?
Who said he was?
Connor Hughes is reporting, unless Connor's wrong. Maybe he's wrong.
All right, well, we're going to find out as soon as somebody picks up the phone and calls the Jets, and then we'll know.
Have you called the Jets yet?
No, he's pouting right now.
Uh-huh.
He's not. He has not called the Jets yet.
I want to find out what's going on.
I don't know why
he
hasn't called the Jets yet. I would have already called them twice. I would have called.
He tried 1-800-THE-JETS, but we're going to work. Nobody answered, so we're looking for another number.
Microphone off.
Okay.
Listen, there's basic rules here. You can't talk on this show without raising your hand and getting permission. And I'm not giving you permission, so you cannot speak right now. I don't want to hear what you have to say anyway. Go book another fat person, no offense, for a Hungerthon commercial. Does that make sense?
Okay.
Ben's in Connecticut. Ben, what's going on? Ben!
Yes!
What's up?
Hey, how are you guys doing today?
We're having a great day.
Oh, we're amazing, bro.
Yeah.
Carton, I know you're the movie guy, and to quote the best scene in True Romance, when Christopher Walken is about to kill Dennis Hopper.
Yes.
Because you got me in a vendetta kind of mood, and that's how I am feeling.
You're a Giant fan, yeah?
Yeah, so bad. This organization is so bad that the terribleness has dripped down to the marketing team, which has Strahan celebration, which is going to be in front of half of the Eagles fans. And this team is so bad.
Are they doing Strahan this weekend?
You know what? I forgot about that. They're retiring Strahan's number.
Yeah, it's Strahan Day this Sunday.
So, yeah.
And,
And yeah, that's a good idea. Let's do that with the Eagles.
Is John Barrett going to make a speech again and get food?
And the only thing you need to know about Jason Garrett is that if Andrew Thomas catches another touchdown, he'll be tied for the lead with our offensive players.
Yeah, you're right. Listen, we made the point that Andrew Thomas has more touchdown receptions this year than Galladay and Kadarius Toney combined.
Dude, he brought up a great point. It's a short week, so we don't have a Friday to talk about it. The Giants are going to honor one of their great players in a warm, loving ceremony
at
halftime of a game in which half the building, and it's probably going to be half, because the Giant fans after last night are selling their tickets, and Eagle fans believe in their team. They're like, hey, oh, look, all of a sudden,
Eagle fans are a wild card.
Put up a 40-burger on the Saints. Let's go. That has a chance to be really embarrassing. And if John Mara is on that stage like he
doesn't
was for
he
Eli.
Doesn't he have to be?
He doesn't have to be.
How is John Mara not going to go up on that stage to say something to Michael Strahan? Would do it?
I may be getting the ceremonies confused. He was up there for Eli, but then for the Super Bowl ceremony, he was not. Am I wrong about that? I think he avoided that
one. The 10-year anniversary thing? Yeah. I don't think he was there. No.
And I think he avoided it for that reason.
That's.
I'm not positive.
I don't say make a bet. I apologize. I would tell you. I make a prediction. I'm sorry.
I'm making a
prediction. John Mara ain't on that stage on Sunday.
That would be. That's crazy talk, really. That's crazy talk. How could he not be there?
Because he doesn't want to get booted.
Doesn't he have to be there, though?
No, he can get away with it.
Huh?
He can get away without being there.
He can't get away with not being
there. It's not about John Mara. It's about the Giants and honoring one of their great players.
So, hold on. Wouldn't the story then be John Mara hides from Giants fans?
He wasn't there for the 2011 championship ceremony.
Isn't that a story?
It wasn't then, was it?
Maybe we were unaware of it.
I made a comment about it, and we moved
on. Hold on.
Like,
this is where the next little chip falls now.
What?
If they're honoring Michael Strahan at halftime of this game against a hated division rival.
Right.
Who's better than them right now, the Philadelphia Eagles, right?
Yeah.
And John Mara doesn't go out there and say something on the platform, he's hiding from the fans.
Yes.
Oh.
Shouldn't he, though?
That makes the intrigue of this game now doubles.
Stop.
Is John Mara afraid of the fan base?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
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 Wouldn't you be afraid?
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Yes, it is.
Yes, yes wins. Yes, yes, yes.
We got to, I can't wait now. That will not be televised, but we'll have that on the radio, I imagine, right?
So, if I remember correctly, I think MSG eventually airs it, or they put it on their app. Because I watched the other ceremonies, and I think it was on MSG, or maybe it was the Giant app.
I don't remember the first one, Eli one.
It was the Eli one
because
where he got
booed. Eli had to go to the microphone and say, come on now, come on now. Like he tried to calm Giant fans down.
Hold on. Let me just confirm this is true. All right, we have a statement from Jason Garrett.
A statement? Hold on. We have a statement from Jason Garrett.
A statement from Jason Garrett.
Jason, he's going to take the high road. I know it because he wants another job.
It's long. He's got a lot to say.
He is no doubt going to take the high road because you almost have to take the high road in these situations because you want another job.
Breaking news.
All right. Are you ready?
Jason Garrett has spoken. Go.
Today is certainly disappointing, but I want to say how truly grateful I am to the Mara and the Tisch families for giving me the opportunity to coach for the New York Giants. They represent all that is good in the NFL.
Really?
Yes. I'm not kidding. I also want to thank the Giants coaches and staff for their hard work and their unwavering kindness to my wife, Brill, and me.
Okay.
This building is filled with great people who made our time here special. Most of all, I want to express my gratitude to the players that I've held the privilege to coach here. While the bottom line results weren't what we wanted, I'll be forever inspired by their approach, their professionalism, and the fight they demonstrated regardless of the circumstance. One of the things that motivated me to accept this position was the opportunity to rebuild the Giants into a contending team. We knew there would be many challenges. My expectations for our offense were much greater than what our results have been, and I accept full responsibility for that.
Sure.
Knowing that I wish everyone with the Giants nothing but best going forward, in gratitude, Jason Garrett.
Listen, it's classy.
Classy.
Very classy. I'm sure it's not what he told his wife when he got the phone call. You believe this son of a bitch with no NFL experience who's won 9 games his entire life
Fired me.
Didn't mention his name.
Fired me.
Didn't say thank you, Coach Judge.
Yeah, nor should he. Nor should he. I mean, Joe Judge doesn't even have the courtesy to the fan base to let you know that Freddie Kitchens is calling plays on Sunday. And here's what's fascinating about that. We all know that Freddie Kitchens is calling plays on Sunday, and every NFL insider is reporting it. But Joe Judge said, it'll be collaborative. We have no idea who's going to be calling plays yet. Ugh. No respect for the fan base at all. And now, on the heels of that, and another primetime embarrassment, they're honoring Michael Strahan. And we're going to learn one way or the other if the owner of the New York Giants is afraid of the fan base or not.
Yes.
I say he's not afraid.
Oh.
And he will walk out there, head held high, to honor the great Michael Strahan.
No shot.
George Steinbrenner would have.
George Steinbrenner, for the
he
most
didn't give
part,
a rat's ass.
Didn't get to this point of being so disliked by the fan base. Like, this is one of the worst periods of Giant football. I know the 70s, it got real bad. You could argue worse. I was not around you. Well, you were a teenager then, but this is bad. Maybe worse, we could argue. In this era, probably worse because of social media, talk radio. George never faced that. He never faced that.
Still, you got, listen, John Mara is not a softy. John Maurer gets his ass out there on that stage and takes the booing he's going to
get what,
Craig? And introduces Michael Strahan like the classy man that he is. And if he gets booed, he gets booed.
Yeah, but he shouldn't go. I actually support John Maurer not going because you take the attention away from Strahan. It becomes, there's John Maurer. Let's boo him, pal. Boo.
It's the way it goes.
Becomes a story.
It's the way it goes. If you're only showing up in good times, then you have no credibility, no respect, right? And I have great respect for John Mara, and my belief is that he will show up on that stage.
Let's say you're right. He's on that stage.
I respect it.
And he's going to introduce Michael Strahan.
And he's going to get booed.
Should he say anything about the state of the team?
Yes.
What should he say?
I hear your boos. I respect your boos. And I'm committed to turning those boos into cheers. But for the moment, I would ask that you acknowledge the presence of the great Michael Strahan.
A good turn?
That's why I should be a media consultant.
Wait, can he use this line? Tell me if this one works.
All right, go ahead.
So you're booing me. I'm John Mara. I hear you. Our players hear you. And pretty soon, the entire coaching staff will hear all of us.
Wow. It's the George Bush line from Ground Zero.
No, then the answer is no.
Well, I mean,
no. You're comparing George Bush talking about getting Bin Laden to John Mara dealing with Giant fans?
You'll turn those boos into cheers real quick.
Nah, listen, trust me. Just trust me. I just gave you
the
answer.
One of the great speeches of all time. Why not borrow it? Wouldn't be the first time someone's borrowed a great speech. What?
Didn't I ask for Nate the Rock Quarry in this segment? Did I not ask for that to happen? No, I didn't. I'm pretty sure I did.
No, I thought you said earlier.
No. I told him when he came in here, you could get Nate now. We could wrap that little part of the convo up. I mean, he's been waiting for like 45 minutes.
Well, he's been on the phone with the Jets.
Oh, what do we got? What happened with the Jets? Do we have an answer?
He's got the info.
Let me see.
We do have the answer.
We have the answer.
Good job.
Okay.
What do we got?
He didn't call the Jets.
He got the information.
He called Brian Costello up.
What's the difference?
No.
Why is he speaking?
Well, it wasn't on mic, to be fair.
Look at this guy. You're like his defense lawyer. You're like
I got to live with
attorney.
Him.
According to Brian Costello, Mike effing White is vaccinated.
So then why is he out for Sunday?
Don't know. He's allowed to pass two tests, right? And be eligible.
That's what I thought. That's why I'm so confused about this.
Yeah, why would he be out for Sunday? It's only Tuesday.
Why would he be? I'm assuming maybe the report that he's out was a little premature. You know something about that.
About what, premature?
About being premature.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. But as one of the great comedians of all time once said, nothing premature to me.
That's a good way to look at it.
Sorry, sweetheart. I'm good.
Right on time.
All right, so whatever. It doesn't matter. Zach Wilson's our starting quarterback until he gets hurt again. All right?
I mean, for the, you know.
And by the way, for the record.
You're right. It doesn't
for
matter.
The record, you didn't call the Jets. You called Brian Costello. So I just want to make sure that we understand Brian Costello is not the Jets. He does not work for the Jets. He covers the Jets. So don't say defiantly, I called
well,
the Jets
also the question,
when you didn't.
The question wasn't the question wasn't answered. The question I had is, why would Mike White be out if he's fully vaccinated?
No, the question was,
nothing's
is
been
he
clarified.
Vaccinated? And that, and the point of the matter is, we got the information no matter who we called.
But we didn't call the Jets.
Who are you going to call the Jets that's going to give us that information? Right, exactly. Do we just run willy-nilly at the whim of a madman? Or do we get the information?
The Jets don't have a PR staff?
Well, and the PR staff is going to tell us the vaccination of a player?
How would you know you didn't call them?
Because we went right to where we would get the information.
To a reporter.
Because we're not going to jump through hoops needlessly.
Oh,
the quickest point to it is a straight line.
So you acknowledge we didn't call the Jets. You're acknowledging that.
Correct.
So why did your partner say we called the Jets?
When did he say that?
He came in and said, I called the Jets.
I don't remember that.
I
sarcastically said he's been busy on the phone with the Jets.
You're both.
No.
Double secret probation. Both of you. Right now. If you're in those don't bring
something,
meatballs,
you got
tomorrow,
it.
You're
now
trouble.
You're just screaming at the wind.
No,
I have no idea what
I'm
your problem
Don Quixote.
Is.
I'm not Don Quixote. No,
Evan, what is that?
No, because
for?
You guys didn't answer the basic question. Like, we're in the same spot we were 10 minutes ago. I'm sorry.
No, the question was, is he vaccinated?
Where's the answer? No, the question was, why is he out for Sunday unless Connor Hughes' reporting is wrong?
Right.
Well, listen, then it is because it's one way or the other.
All right, that's what I'm asking.
If it says he's out, then he must not be vaccinated. But we're getting contrary information, so something must be up.
So maybe we should follow up on that to get this story right.
By calling the Jets.
Thank you,
and if the Jets say we're not going to tell you anything, then you just tell us that. We're like, wow, Jets wouldn't give us an answer. Kind of like when we asked the Giants, hey, we want Dave Gettleman on today, and they said no. We want Mara on today. They said no. It's the same thing.
Asking for an interview is not the same thing as a vaccination.
No, asking for the information about the quarterbacks. Like, a lot of times, Craig's wrong. In this case,
he's
not.
Thank you, Evan. My man, Potts at bat.
No, I'm sorry.
Home
I'm
team.
Honest.
Home team.
Well, because you're right.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.